More is you and Magic's Indulgence podcast. A little indulgence wherever you are. With More Than, the insurer that does more.
It's Magic Indulgence on this Sunday night. I'm Paul Fear, and I'm pleased to say my guest tonight is the host of the funniest chat show on British television. He's also found us three West End stars and more recently a Eurovision entry, and is now a West End leading man himself. I'm so excited to welcome Graham Norton to
Hello.
Magic 105.4. Hello, good to see you.
Nice to see you.
I love your work, Graham. I love your shows. But I'm thinking it must be very strange for you, because you were just telling me earlier you've done so much publicity for Lacage, which is the show you're in. How does it feel to be on the other side of the question?
I always feel slightly inadequate. You know, it's like having your picture taken if you don't have breasts. You just feel like it's not quite good enough. I wouldn't book me. but here I am. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, thank you for coming. And we've got lots of songs you've chosen for us. First one, we're going to go for a real diva. It's Diana Ross. Which Diana Ross song can we play for you?
I've gone for Chain Reaction, just because I gave myself a black eye once dancing to this.
The old whip turn, was it?
You know, I woke up the next morning, I thought, how did I get a black eye? And then I remembered hitting myself very hard as I ran on the dance floor.
Brilliant. That's great. Song choice number one from our guest on Indulgence tonight. Graham Norton is with us. There's Diana Ross and Chain Reaction. Obviously, you're funnily enough, Graham, I've discovered you're Irish. I'm not sure if many people are aware of this. Do you think London is your home now? Do you regard this as your city? You've been here quite a long time.
I've been here for years. I think I've lived here now longer than I ever lived in Ireland. I love London. You know, I can't imagine not living here. Because you know that thing where you kind of think, oh, you're missing something. I think if you weren't living here, you actually would be.
Yeah.
I think it's a great city. I love New York as well, but I think London is home.
Right. And when you grew up in Ireland, then did you kind of feel the need, I've got to get away, I need to move to the big city?
Yeah. I mean, growing up in Ireland was more like waiting. You know, it was just, in a minute, I'll be old enough to leave. But what's odd is, as you get older, I find myself kind of drawn back to Ireland. So the last couple of years, I've spent 2 months there every year, you know, in the summer, I've got a place there. And when I left, if someone had told me, you will voluntarily come back and spend time here, I would have just laughed.
Yeah.
Mind you, Ireland's a very different place now. It's totally transformed from the place I left.
Yeah, must have been quite difficult for you as a gay man growing up in Ireland as well, was it?
Well, I was never really a gay man growing up in Ireland. You know, in this, it would have been quite academic to be gay in the town where I grew up, because I don't think there were anybody else. Do you know what I mean? Now I'm gay watching television. Now I'm gay walking down the street. So, and also, the weird thing for me growing up in Southern Ireland was I grew up a Protestant, and it's very, very Catholic. So a lot of those kind of feelings of slightly other, sitting, you know, sort of out of step. I genuinely did put down to being Protestant.
Yeah.
And it was only really when I left Ireland that I realised some of those feelings weren't Protestant feelings.
Let's get another song from other feelings entirely. Let's get next tune on. Take That Now with Back for Good. What a good pop tune that is.
Well, that's basically why I've chosen it. I just think it is one of the best pop songs ever written. It's just genius. The hook of hooks.
Yeah, clever boy. Lovely.
And Ireland is where you could end up being. Back for good.
Oh, do you see? Oh, lovely.
Should we swap chairs? I think you should get in. Sunday night, Magic Indulgence. Graham Norton is our guest tonight. We're talking about some of his favourite music. And what he's up to lately is now being a West End leading man yourself. Do you travel on the tube much, Graham?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I'm so glad.
Do you know why I ask?
I do, yeah. A lot of people have told me. And I'm on the side of a bus, but I haven't seen my bus.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I haven't seen my bus. And can I just say, that photograph, which I know the ones...
Yes.
It is so photoshopped, I can't tell you. I'm not complaining.
No.
I'm no Kate Winslet. I'm going, hurrah, they photoshopped it. I look beautiful in that photograph.
Because in the show Lacage, you play Alban, who gets to sing I Am What I Am, of course, the anthemic song from that, but also another tune in there which I saw when I saw Douglas Hodge playing your role, which I'd totally forgotten about, which is The Best of Times Is Now.
Which,
and that to me seems to be the song that the musical is all about, really.
It really is. I think particularly, you know, when I saw the musical first in '84 or something,
right,
the song that really spoke to me was I Am What I Am. It's, you know, that real kind of coming of age type song. But now it's all about The Best of Times. You know, what's left for summer but a faded rose, as for tomorrow, who knows, who knows. It's just a lovely sentiment, and it is, you know, just seize the moment.
And you do leave the theatre on a very optimistic note with it, don't you? Because
you'd have to be very, very grumpy to leave the theatre in a bad mood. It is relentless, this show, in trying to kind of jolly you up. It does hit you with a stick till you smile.
And we must mention the Cajels, who are... How many of those guys are there?
There are 8 in total, but you normally only see 6 on stage at any time, because normally one of them's got a broken leg or something.
Yeah. Well, that would be from doing leaping splits and landing on the ground, legs akimbo, wouldn't it?
No, they do the can-can in heels.
Ow.
And you do, because when you watch it, you think, well, clearly they'll get more Cajels tomorrow. Those ones are broken now. They've abused them terribly. But they bounce back. And of course, that's the thing I must remember, that they're all like 24 years old and they can go out after the show and drink every night. And I can't.
You shouldn't anyway.
No, I really can't.
What a shame. Let's get another song on. This is great stuff. Kenny and Dolly, Islands in the Stream. At least one of those I know has been a guest on your show.
Yes, and the reason I've chosen this is because I then went to Dollywood and sang this very song with the great woman herself as we floated in rubber rings through Dolly Splash Country.
Memories.
Yes.
Memories, perhaps. Yeah.
Excuse me, I'll just drift off now and listen to this.
That's great. Indulgence on Magic. I'm Paul Fear. Great to have Graham Norton with us tonight, who, as mentioned earlier, you're on the other side of the microphone at the moment doing all this publicity for your role in La Cage aux Folles. But I love your chat show. You really seem to bring something out of your guests, and they kind of go with it normally, don't they? They end up always giving a little bit more than you expect sometimes.
They really do. I think maybe it's because, I don't really know why, but maybe it's because I'm a very bad interviewer. So it's never really about them. Once I've met a celebrity, I'm delighted to meet them. I am a fan, usually, of the people on the show. But after that, not that interested in them, really. Oh, that's my phone. bad me. Sorry.
It's Dolly. When are you coming back? Yeah.
Oh. sorry. That's not a problem. Bad. I mean, I'm really interested to meet the guests, but after that, I'm not, you know, I don't want to know that much about them. Mm. I've read it all in a bit of paper that somebody gave me.
We know most of the stuff about those guests, that is the thing.
And I think it's far more revealing to find out what amuses a guest, what shocks a guest, or, you know, where they go with the things that I show them or do in front of them, how they react. Because in the end, you know, they've been asked everything, and, you know, it was like O.J. Simpson going on Richard and Judy. He wasn't going to confess to them, was he? Do you know what I mean? It's like, I think that was a real, that for me, that was a real kind of defining moment. Like, how much can you get in a chat, really?
And he looked so bored as well, didn't he? Who are these people? Okay, another song now. It's going to be Elton. So many you can choose from. You've gone for Sacrifice.
I just love this song. I just think Elton is such a huge, huge talent. He's an extraordinarily amazing man.
Did you see his Red Piano show?
I did.
Fantastic, wasn't it?
No, because that's one of those shows where you think, oh, you wrote all of these. All of these came out of those fingers. It's extraordinary.
Amazing. Little stubby little fingers as well, do you notice?
But apparently that defines, a musical director on the show told me that is why it defines his music. Because
he plays
the piano in a particular way, and that, so he can play all his tunes.
Fantastic. Back with Graham Norton on our Sunday night Indulgence programme. You enjoying yourself?
I'm loving hearing all this music.
Good. And you're, as something that I'd forgotten about you until just quite recently, was you're an agony uncle.
I am.
For a weekend. Which paper is it?
The Daily Telegraph. Saturday Telegraph.
Yeah. Because I had a look at one of your recent columns, and there was a very interesting one about a lady who wanted to have a breast enlargement one go at a time.
How nuts was that? That was just, you know, some things you just shouldn't do.
It's kind of credit crunchy. And so she wanted to have, I'll have the left one done now and I'll go for the other one next year when we've got a bit of money saved up.
Yeah. There's some things you should never have, like cut price sushi. Yeah. No, don't go near it. And cut price plastic surgery. Avoid.
She'd be a great guest on the show, though, wouldn't she? Midway between just the one.
Yeah, you don't want to bargain. You don't want a bargain surgeon, do you? How cheap is that brain surgery? I'll go with you. You don't get quotes from a doctor, do you?
Reference would be nice sometimes. Another song which will be magic favourites. We can't get away from the Carpenters on this radio station. And you've got Goodbye to Love.
I just, well, years ago I did a stand-up show called Karen Carpenter's Bar and Grill, and I actually, I didn't really sing this song, but I sort of did a thing about it, and the lyrics of this song are the bleakest, most depressing lyrics in the, all I know of love is how to live without it. Good on you, Karen, off you go.
Magic Indulgence with Graham Norton picking out some of his favourite magic music on the programme. Do you have a dream guest that has always eluded you? I think famously Michael Parkinson always wanted Sinatra and they could never get him on the show. Just wouldn't do it. Do you have a Sinatra figure?
I suppose for me, the one I've never had is Madonna. Never had Madonna on.
Maybe she's seen your show.
No, she probably has, you know, her and Guy not speaking, watching telly.
Because you've been very cruel to Madonna.
Have I?
Well, in a funny way.
I don't remember being that cruel to her. I have discussed her age, but because there is something slightly desperate about it, which I think, which is why I can kind of relate to her really. But and now I'm not so sure if I really want the Madonna who exists now. Mm. I probably want to interview Madonna, kind of circa 1986.
Yeah. And there was that weird thing she did for Newsnight a while ago, wasn't there? When she was interviewed, I think it was by Kirsty Walk, and it was done on a set that they seemed to have made in a studio, especially for Madonna, lit for Madonna, with like the camera on a pan shot. You don't remember this.
Yeah.
No.
What was she talking about?
She was talking about Baby David. When she adopted Baby David, and there was all that kind of bad press about it, and she approached Newsnight to do the world exclusive. Or they approached her.
See, she's not sounding like a great guest for me now, is she? Yeah, I want the woman with the pointy bra. That's who I want on my
show.
She's
not going to want to dodge paintballs, is
no,
she?
No, she's sort of a tweedy mom of two now, or three, or however many she's got at the moment.
We don't want Madonna on the show, though.
The other one is Bette Midler. I'd love to have Bette Midler.
Have you never had Bette Midler?
No, I knew I was in trouble when we were in America, and we booked her on my show when working in America. And the network kind of went, she's not good for our demographic. They made us de-book her.
Oh, no.
And I just thought, well, if she's not good for your demographic, I don't think I'm going to be doing very well.
Good luck with that.
And sure enough, I didn't.
Shania Twain, though.
Oh, I love her. She's great. Absolutely great. And That Don't Impress Me Much is, again, just, it's that perfect crossover country to pop.
Clever girl. Westlife as well. Good.
Right. Get a little quick mention.
This
is actually going out on Oscar.
This show's
night.
Going out on Oscar night, so obviously we won't pretend that it's live because we're not allowed to do that anymore. Yeah. Magic Indulgence with Graham Norton, and this show is being broadcast on Oscar night. And you recently had a guy on your show who's likely to pick up an Oscar, they're saying, aren't they? Mickey Rourke, who was an extraordinary guest a little while ago.
He is an extraordinary guest. He is, without doubt, his own worst enemy. I mean, he's. Yeah. You just want to sit him down and talk to him. And I think he will win the Oscar this year. Kind of because I think Hollywood loves that idea of the comeback kid. And also, you know, the chances of him finding another role that explained that face are quite slim. So you might as well give him the Oscar this year.
If somebody makes a film about plastic surgery gone wrong, I suppose there's ideal role.
I do think it should have gone to Sean Penn in Milk. That performance is phenomenal. It's
not,
like he's
not seen it yet,
he's like channeling.
Yeah.
I saw the documentary on Harvey Milk, and it's, I don't even like Sean Penn, and it is amazing. Just extraordinary.
Yeah, I do want to see it. I really do want to see it. So you're in Le Cage, Le Cage au Folle. It's at the Playhouse.
It is.
If this was your show, this is where we'd hold up the DVD to the
camera. Oh, okay. Yes. Tickets available at all prices.
Are you enjoying it? You look happy.
No, listen, I'm really loving it now. The first kind of week and a half was kind of terrifying, but now I sort of feel on top of it, and you know the audience reaction is great, and it sounds so kind of actory and terrible, but like the company is just, they're wonderful. Everyone in it is just brilliant. We have a sort of laugh backstage.
Well, it's great. It is such an entertaining show. I think if, like you said earlier, if somebody goes to see this show and doesn't come away feeling they've been entertained, you don't have an entertainment switch to flick, really.
No. With horrible weather and a credit crunch, you know, you really need to think carefully about leaving the house. So if you are going to leave the house, I do think this show is worth it. It's a very happy thing.
Yeah, it is. And a great story as well. With Westlife, your final choice, back to Ireland.
Back to Ireland. And I just love Westlife. They're really good at it. They know how lucky they are. They enjoy it. And, you know, and presumably playing this will give some money to Louis Walsh. And that's a lovely thing to do.
That's great. We like Louis, don't we? We're a fan
like
of Louis.
He's a user-friendly man, isn't he?
You can't beat a bit of Westlife, as Graham Norton, our guest, has said. They do it so well, don't they? And there they are with Flying Without Wings. They're back to their homeland.
Sure now.
So you've had a real taste of West End life. Is it something you think you might want to do further? Do you see further roles for yourself?
I think I'm scheduled to finish on April 25th, and I think I'll be ready then to kind of go, thank you so much. And then I'll go back to my day job, which is so much easier. I now realise my day job is just standing around in a suit. The West End is really hard work.
Yeah. Well, Graham, thank you so much for coming, and thank you for your musical choices. And as Alban was saying, Lakash, the best of times is now.
Woohoo!
Cool. Can we just do one extra link? Because I just want to ask about all the Saturday night TV.
We haven't done Eurovision, have we? Yeah. I've got it written here on my copious notes that I made on literally on the back of an envelope.
Literally.
Does that make you feel special?
I do. You wrote something down.
Oh, well, there you go. Sunday Night Indulgence on Magic 105.4, and our guest is, well, the star of Saturday Night Television, which is probably why you're here on a Sunday. That's an awful thing to say. Stop. Magic on Sunday Night, and Graham Norton is our guest on Indulgence this evening. The star of Saturday Night TV, really? Or it seems like every other week you're doing some different kind of show on Saturday Night TV.
No, that's not true. I haven't been on for weeks.
Days.
Days. And I don't know when I'll be back on Saturday Night Telly. But I do like doing those big shows. There is a real sense of event in the studio, certainly.
And we see a different Graham Norton, don't we? We don't see the So Graham Norton. We don't see the sign of Channel 4 Graham Norton. We now see shiny TV.
Yes.
Nice suit Graham
Norton.
Well,
it's a different job. You know, I'm there to kind of steer this show through 60 minutes. And because they're live, it is a sort of responsible job, because you can't go crazy or... Yeah, yeah. Make too many mistakes.
And you had the last one that you did was the Eurovision show, Your Country Needs You, and you found us that beautiful girl,
Jade. Now, I think she's rather good. Now, whether she's Eurovision, who knows? Yeah. You can't second guess Eurovision.
Well, if you would win on being looking like a star, I think she's won, because she's fabulous looking woman.
You do believe that she will have a career. She's gorgeous.
And then you're taking over from the great Terry.
Now, see, taking over... he left.
And there was a vacancy.
I didn't oust him. There wasn't a Euro coup. In my head, I'm thinking about 35 years ago, 36 years ago, when he went off to do that. I can't believe anyone was jealous. I can't believe everyone, oh, Terry's got the gig. Everyone was like, oh, good luck with that.
He's made it this huge thing. Yes.
So, I can't pretend to be him or pretend to fill those shoes. So I imagine this year I'll be quite quiet, and then maybe over time I'll build my part.
Yeah.
If I'm lucky enough to do it again.
I'm a Eurovision fan. I will out myself on this radio station as somebody who, in when is it, May?
May 16th.
I will be there.
Are you going to physically be there?
No. Okay. In my front room.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'd like to be. Why do I have to go to Moscow?
You could, couldn't you?
I could just watch it. Watch it with the dogs, with a little stick mic.
Maybe that's the way forward.
Yeah.
Shay Graham.
Yeah, I would just, and I would save the BBC lots of money.
There you go.
You've been listening to Indulgence on Magic 105.4 with More Than Doing More. You can download this interview in full at magic.co.uk/podcasts.